Good morning to you. If you've just arrived on the telephone, welcome everybody, and welcome to Dawn here this morning, who's helping me lead the service. And it's lovely to be in your company and to be in the presence of God. So let us begin. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you
and also with you.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
We have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may give ourselves to the service of God. The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Saviour Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. Let us confess our sins. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by his Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed is the Lord, for he has heard the voice of our prayer. Therefore shall our hearts dance for joy,
and in our song we will praise our God.
The first reading comes from 1 Kings 19, verses 4 to 8. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 34, beginning at the first verse. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Our second reading comes from John 6, starting at verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. At this, the Jews there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" "Stop grumbling among yourselves," Jesus answered. "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They will all be taught by God.' Everyone has heard the Father and learned from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. If you remember, last week I confessed to having an obsession with food, and I've been thinking about it a lot since. I've been thinking back to the meals my mother used to cook, braised steak and onions cooked very, very slowly for hours and hours. Rice pudding cooked equally slowly, coming out of the oven with a wonderfully chewy skin, which my dad and I would fight over. Why can't I make the same things to taste just the way my mum's food tasted? When my daughter was extremely ill a few years ago, an army of people came round each evening with a meal for us. It went on for weeks and we ate extremely well. And we still have some of family favourites from it. Savoury bread and butter pudding made by Rachel Partridge, who has since sadly died. And chicken cooked with celery and yoghurt and mayonnaise with crisps on top, cooked by Dawn Pettit, with whom I've lost touch, but who I remember very fondly every time I make her dish. Plates of food that somehow seem to live on in my memory, reminding me of key moments in my life. In this week's Old Testament reading, the prophet Elijah has also reached one of life's key moments. He has just run away in fear of his life from Queen Jezebel, who has threatened to kill him. He runs to the wilderness, terrified and exhausted. He feels so terrible that he asks God to take his life so that he won't have to face another moment of terror again. He's had enough. It is worth remembering what happened to Elijah before this moment. Actually, Elijah had just experienced a moment of superb triumph. He had defeated the prophets of the god Baal in a showdown of strength and power. Elijah called down fire from heaven, completely destroying his opponents, proving to everyone that Yahweh is the one true God. After such a triumph, you would think that Elijah would be elated, on a high, pleased at the very least, but not at all. He's frightened, bewildered, depressed, and suicidal. After hours of running, he collapses under a broom tree and asks God to take his life, and then he falls asleep. Now notice what follows. It is quite extraordinary. Elijah is woken up by the gentle touch of an angel who says to him, "Get up and eat." When Elijah looks around, he sees that the angel has baked some bread and provided a jar of water. Elijah eats and drinks a bit, and then he dozes off again. The angel wakes him up once more and says, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." Elijah eats and drinks some more and finds his strength again for the next leg of his journey. The angel feeds Elijah for what lies ahead, so that he would be strengthened and nourished and filled. I have such a clear picture of this story in my mind. I can imagine the angel preparing the food while Elijah sleeps. I can imagine the smell of the bread as it bakes on the hot stones. I can imagine the cool and refreshing taste of the water. And I can see the angel reaching out his hand and touching Elijah. It's a gentle touch, but it's also firm, just enough to wake him up from his deep, deep sleep. And I love the way that the angel makes sure Elijah has eaten the complete meal so that he will be fully satisfied. But I also love what the angel doesn't do. The angel doesn't tell Elijah to get a grip and pull himself together. The angel doesn't tell Elijah to look on the bright side. The angel doesn't rebuke Elijah and tell him to stop doubting and to have more faith. The angel says to Elijah, "Eat, for the journey is too much for you." I think it's worth noting that the angel doesn't offer to rescue Elijah either, or to airlift Elijah out of danger, or to give him a shortcut. Elijah still has to make the journey. But the angel offers Elijah a choice. He has to make the journey that is ahead of him, but he can either make it feeling famished or feeling fed, strengthened or weak, accepting help or going it alone. How often have I prayed to be rescued or airlifted from difficult circumstances? Help me, Lord, save me. I don't want to do this next thing. I think it's a human reaction. But the thing is this, if Elijah had been rescued, he would never have reached Mount Horeb. And then he would have missed one of the most profound experiences he had of God. Let me remind you what happened. Elijah got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. It was the Lord God. I know from experience that in some of the darkest, desperate parts of my life, there have also been the times when I have been the closest to experience God's presence. The angel knew that Elijah had to get to Horeb, but he needed help. The angel offered Elijah a choice. He has to make the journey ahead of him, but he can either make it feeling famished or fed, strengthened or weak, accepting help or going it alone. And the same is true for us. Where do we turn when things get tough and we need nourishment and to be fed? Do we recognize the angels that God sends to us, offering us provisions? Do we accept their help or do we turn it away? In our gospel reading from John, Jesus says that he is the bread of life and compares himself to manna, the food that God provided for the Israelites through their long journey in the wilderness. The manna sustained the Israelites, just as the bread and water sustains Elijah as he journeyed through the wilderness. Jesus longs to sustain and nourish us through our life's journey, the good bits and the difficult bits, the joys and the troubles. He longs to be our strength and our rest through all of life's journeys. Jesus knows how difficult life can be. He knows that it is too hard to journey on our own. He knows that we need water to refresh and revive us, and bread to strengthen and sustain us. He knows that we need his bread, his flesh, which was given for the life of the world. So, what are we waiting for? Let's get up and eat. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, it is our privilege to pray for your world and your people. And so we bring our prayers to you this day. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for those who are in the news today, willingly or otherwise. As we bring them to mind, we pray for them, for their families and friends, and for all who are caught up in their story. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for our church communities, for our life together in Christ, and for our witness in the world. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for any who find themselves adrift and facing an uncertain future, that you may guide them safely home. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for the sick and the suffering, that they may know your strength and your peace. We remember especially Jacques, Jen, Catherine, Brian, Jennifer, Jean, Jane, Alan, Christine, Mike, Aileen, Rosemary, Richard, Ali, Morris, Ron, and Gordon. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for the recently bereaved and all who mourn, especially the families and friends of baby Elise Muchmore, Edward Quarterly, Daphne Brown. May they know your comfort and your consolation. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we may follow the path of your will. May we never wander from the way of life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And the collect for the 10th Sunday after Trinity. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions. Make them ask such things as shall please you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And we join together as our Saviour taught us. So we pray. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed
be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen. Thank you very much for joining us again this morning. It's been lovely to have your company. Thank you, Dawn, for helping this morning. And I look forward to seeing some of you this week. And if not, this time next week, as we meet again to worship together. I hope you have a very blessed week and hope to see you all soon. Bye-bye.